Out Like a Lamb was a song that I wrote about my father. At the time of writing it, he had passed away about 9 months prior. And I thought his life was very interesting in that it seemed to be very quiet and impactless. He was a very solitary man, and it wouldn't seem that he did anything with his life that had impacted anybody greatly. I know it's a horrible thing to say, but obviously I realize that that's not really the case. Basically because he impacted me, and that's what the song is about, is he was such a strong influence on me, both musically and artistically. I really feel like I was just a seed, and he watered me like nobody could have. And I feel in a sense that he's responsible for me becoming who I was, who I am. He really encouraged me to broaden my imagination. And it's the best thing that ever happened to me. So I thought that was interesting that he had such a seemingly quiet life, and he died very young and very quietly. It was not dramatic or anything. And yet the impact that he had on my life was so larger than life. It was so huge. It was really hard for a long time for me to reconcile that. Incidentally, on the end of, and all throughout, you hear, all throughout that song, Out Like a Lamb, you hear bagpipes, which are actually electric guitar, being played to sound like bagpipes. But at the very end, there are actual bagpipes playing. And I did that in tribute to my father because he was a great fan of that sound, and he had albums and albums worth of bagpipes, and used to play them every Saturday.
Right, now I want you to just turn up the volume here and just listen to this. This is the best way of blowing your hi-fi speakers.
Thank you. of town. When the doctor was turned around, when they finally found him out, it didn't make the news. For 17 hours he moved burnout. Beast by 6 a.m. he'd broken his lease.
Closest that I will ever come to being an author of science fiction. It's not about an inner monster. It's not about psychological demons. It's about actual demons, actual creatures, actual beings. The story that I conceived about 3 years before I wrote that song, always wanted to do something with the story. But never met anybody who could help me out because I don't consider myself to be a writer. So basically, I took that idea and I was tired of it not being expressed. So I took the idea and I just kind of encapsulated it into a song.
Okay, tell us, Happy, how did you get those monster voices?
A pretty easy task. I basically just picked up the phone and called all my monster friends and had them come into the studio. It was great because they work really cheap. They do tend to be loud and messy, but it was well worth it because nobody could create sounds like that.
So it seems I'm through. Here I am just looking at you. Thank you.
Play the game because I was going through a period of frustration. Without sounding too whiny, for me it's difficult, not for all women, but for me it's difficult to be a woman in an industry that's very male dominated. This one in particular, I think, because sometimes women don't have to be talented necessarily in order to achieve heights of fame. Because if they look good, then their whatever they lack in talent is easily overlooked. And while I believe that's true for men also, I don't think it's as all-pervasive as it is with women. And, you know, like I say in the song, if my level of success is going to be determined by how good I look, then I'm pretty much not going to be a very successful person. It's not that I don't think I look good, it's just that I don't think it should be held in such high esteem.
Can I play the game? Can I play the game? Why am I a I want to be be present and accounted for. And if I choose to walk with my brothers, I will do it as a sister.
Listening to a 3-hour special on the music of Happy Roads here on 106.2 WCR. Do you ever worry that one day you'll hit writer's block or that you may feel that you've said everything you wanted to say?
I think the closest that I've ever come to hitting writer's block has just been going through a period where I start to think all of my stuff sounds the same and I need to get out of a rut. It's not necessarily that I'm not writing, because I seem to be very prolific. I can write, you know, till the end of time. That doesn't mean that it's all going to be new and fresh, you know. So there are times when I have to kind of recalibrate what I'm doing and try some new things just to get a fresher approach.
We give to you a disco of gold that represents the dreams we hold. Our children what to do, we'll show them how to listen for you. Speak to you. fancy azules and refugee camps headed with your time. Pity our emptiness.
Recognizable features of your music is your voice. You seem to use it as extra instruments.
I do see my voice as an important part of the orchestration of any song that I write. And I think I got that from listening to Queen and Kate Bush, and especially Kate Bush. She was a very strong influence in that area because she treats her voice like an instrument, like lots of different instruments. And I thought that made her music particularly interesting and almost eccentric. And since I have a short span of attention when I'm listening to music, I prefer to hear vocal work that is intricate and well thought out. Even if they're not the best singer in the world, it's okay. As opposed to just straight lead vocal lines that really sound like no imagination went into them with no harmonies, that really has never interested me.
Would you like to use your voice on other artists' records?
I would like to hear my voice on other people's recordings. I don't know what that means, and I don't know in what capacity, and it hasn't happened to this day, but I'm definitely, especially now at this point in my career, I'm definitely looking forward to working with other people in all sorts of different capacities.
Where do I go to get my wings?